Chapter 3. Kind Intentions. The secret of life is honesty and fair dealing. If you can fake that, you've got it made. Groucho Marx. Year 2 after the musical, and counting still. Near the end of our winter solstice celebration, I received a phone call. It was Zellos, from whom I hadn't heard since the Brad thing weeks earlier in fall.
Would you like to go out tomorrow night? Dinner? Dancing?
New Year's? Then it dawned on me, it would be his birthday too. He shouldn't have to spend it alone. Yeah, I'd like that. What time?
4 o'clock.
That early?
Yeah, and bring an overnight bag.
Where are we going? What are you up to?
And a warm coat. And a good book to read.
I could hear him smile. Zellos, what's up?
That's a secret, filly.
But my folks will ask.
Not if you tell them it's a Slayer's thing.
Is it?
No.
But Lena's still here.
I talked to her. We will drop her off at the mayor's with Amelia.
But where?
Secret.
I didn't know whether to scream and let him know how irritating he was, or just blow him off, or... Okay, 4 it is. 1 bag and coat. How dressy. I must have caught him off guard, because there was a slight pause. Good.
The best you got, he said,
his voice huskier than before. Got it. Then I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
So, you wouldn't believe what Zellos had up his sleeve. Or maybe you would if you had paid more attention to his past antics than I had. He was there at my house, knocking at the door about 3:30. I was nearly ready when I found him relaxing with a cup of tea and talking to my father in the front room. Did he ever look good? Deep green suit and matching shirt and a silky-looking cream scarf and black overcoat. All expensive, all fitted to perfection. I felt his eyes rove over me as I checked him out. Then they met with mine in the middle. His smile said it all, but his words,
Philia, you look stunning.
The way he said it made my knees turn to jelly. I reminded myself that this was Zellos and returned to reality. You look better than you did the last time you were over. I smiled back. He winked, touch. And then, in a totally composed manner, he stood and covered the few feet between us in an instant.
There's something missing.
I fell for that and asked, what? He handed me a black velvet box.
Open it.
My father sat watching.
Well, Philia?
Earrings, I gasped. They were long and dangling, diamonds to be sure by the unmistakable bright sparkle.
Try them on, Zellos urged me. Please.
I was too much of a novice at all this to know better, so I just ran to the bathroom and tried them on. Magnificent. Zellos always did have excellent taste in jewelry, as I recalled from his past purchases. I still had and wore a gold chain he and Zell had bought me for my birthday once. His dark shape appeared behind me in the mirror.
We should be going.
These are lovely, Zellos, but too expensive.
Not at all.
He dismissed it.
Can we go?
He picked up my bag and said goodbye to my father. I kissed Dad and told him I'd call when I knew more, and then we dashed out the door. Where's the car? I asked.
No car. There's Lena.
He waved and placed a hand on the small of my back to keep me at his pace.
We going by helicopter?
Lena asked as she joined us on the path. helicopter? I wondered aloud. We took off from the field landing pad Milgazia had improved over the years. After about a 15-minute ride, we settled down on the mayor's rooftop landing pad, also a relatively new upgrade. Lena got out, and then we took off for the Sayrun Intercontinental Airport. Zelos quick-walked through the terminal to the off-continent flight area. Zelos, where are we going?
Concord, right over there. It's already loading.
That's right. First class. We walked on, stashed our bags, and settled back in the lap of luxury for the relatively short flight to Innsbruck. Eventually. One or two short flights and drives by limousine later. I was overwhelmed. I had been wined and dined by him before, but nothing, nothing like this. And if you think that was a rushed reporting of what happened, well, that's exactly how I remembered the trip. Dash, whoosh, hop, skip, and jump, and we were there. The restaurant was low-key and elegant at the same time. I hardly remember the food, although it was excellent. Zelos and I shared a bottle of champagne, but we drank very little. I was dizzy enough without that. We were whisked away to a swanky dance club, where we glided around and around until I sank into my chair with a sigh. No more, no more.
Okay, I'm tired too. I sent our bags to our rooms. It's only a short distance. We can walk, or I'd be happy to call a cab.
Let's walk, then I can drop. Snow was falling. We slipped, staggered, and giggled the block or so to our hotel. We were lucky we didn't break an ankle or a neck. Inside, I let Zelos deal with the desk. He jangled our keys and hummed merrily, while a kid carried our bags up a tiny, windy staircase of dark carved wood. I flopped on my bed and wished I could move to thank either Zelos or the bellhop. A minute later, there came a knock on my door.
Philia?
Come in. I hadn't moved. I lay face down on my bed. The next thing I knew, my shoes were off and Zelos was massaging my feet. Oh, don't stop. He laughed and slapped the soles.
Why don't you slip into something comfortable and come over to my room?
I turned my head and caught him smiling.
It's my birthday. Humor me.
No tricks?
Well, you are free to come and go as you like, he said in a low voice.
I reached out with an arm. Give me a hand up. The first thing that caught my eye the moment I entered his room was a small bedside table loaded with two huge slices of some white cream-filled cake with some dark chocolate-looking sauce and some red raspberry-tasting sauce drizzled over the tops and more champagne.
They fit?
He asked. He was referring to the beautiful blue silk pajamas and matching kimono-style robe I found waiting for me in my bathroom. Yes, are these silk, really? It feels nice. I'm used to cotton.
Glad you like them. They'll be warmer.
I gave him a look. Zelos, I think the down mattress and duvet will keep me warm. You get a discount on these? He returned the look.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. I feel as if I'm being set up for a part in one of your seductions. His eyes dropped, and then he looked away.
No, Philia, I would never think of you that way. I just wanted you to be comfortable. See, we match.
His were maroon. Okay. I scanned the cake again. No candles to wish upon?
No, I found that when I get what I wish for, it's not worth it.
He seemed wistful.
So, come join me on the bed, and I'll pass you a plate and fork.
I did, but first I sang him happy birthday in a sexy voice. He giggled and wiped his eyes. The cake was really, really good. You're off the medication, I take it? I pointed to the bottle of bubbly drink.
That's right, for my birthday. I hardly drink even then, but if I do, it might as well be nice and expensive.
I took my second and last sip and pronounced it a night. I told him not to bother walking me back to my room. It was right next door to his. He did anyway. As he said goodnight and turned to leave, I thought of something and caught his arm.
Yes,
he smiled. Happy birthday, Zelos.
Thanks, it's been, well, the best one all year.
I smiled and punched his arm.
The best in 2 years, then,
he corrected and caught my eyes with his. Then I understood what he was saying. He meant he'd had a nicer time with me than with his now ex-wife.
The best in a long time,
he amended further, and bent his face close to mine. Locked in his gaze, I moved in, and we kissed. Then we kissed again. We might have kept that up longer if he hadn't stopped.
Good night, Philia. Continental breakfast is served at 9, but I'll call down and ask them to hold off. Just knock on my door and we'll go out when you're ready, okay?
I nodded. Fine with me, but when's our flight back?
How long can you stay?
He smiled and shook his head, looking off into the distance.
That's okay. Sleep now and we can talk about it tomorrow.
Night. He brushed a thumb lightly over my lower lip and then was gone. That simple gesture sent tingles all through me. I stood there, halfway in my room, watching him until he disappeared into his room and closed his door. This was Zelos, I reminded myself. He was fresh from a divorce and I from a romance gone bad. Bad timing. And this was Zelos, that annoying, goofy nerd I'd known for years. And yet, it wasn't. As I stretched out on my bed, pulling the poofy covers over my shoulders, I ran the events of the day over and over in my mind. He was smart and funny, caring and thoughtful, sad and secretive, warm and... I wondered if anyone knew him better than me. Zelgadis, probably. But he was a guy and that didn't count. Lena? Lena wasn't deep into anyone's head but her own. Amelia? Maybe at one time, but her world and Zelos's weren't the same. Kiki? No, same thing. Silphiel didn't even warrant passing consideration. He gave my clan Wolfpack Island to please me. He tutored Val to become a better, more refined boyfriend to me. I healed him. I was there for him, and he was there for me. Funny, when I thought about him anymore, all memories of the past bad times were like very old, faded photographs. Hard to make out the details and comparatively uninteresting alongside the more recent, brightly colored ones. All except for his history with Lena. He hadn't trusted himself to be alone with Lena, but he did with me. He was in love with Lena, which made me a passing, what, infatuation? Between wives fling, more likely. Probably. I certainly could read guys that well, and his smiles and touches and kisses revealed at least that much. I could tell that he was attracted to me in some way, but why? To what end, if any? Safe catch on the rebound, came to mind. A tired mind. Well, I could just go along for the ride and enjoy myself. Neither of us would get hurt as long as we both understood the situation, right? We'd both have some fun and we could use the companionship and distraction. No harm in that, right? Who could know? I was just drifting off to sleep without answering any of my questions. Tomorrow would be another day. Another year. Holy seafeed. I sat up, now wholly wide awake with the realization that it was New Year's, and I hadn't wished Zelos a happy New Year. I found my robe and jammed my arms in the sleeves as I ran out the door. I knocked gently, then pounded louder when I could hear his voice weakly ask, "Who is it?" "Zelos, it's me, Ilya." "You idiot. Open up. I won't keep you long." I was whispering as loud as prudently possible and not wake the other inmates. He opened the door and blinked, then adjusted his glasses.
"Is something the matter, Philia?"
"No, but it's a new year, and I forgot to wish you a happy new year."
"Huh?"
"Happy new year," I said in a louder voice.
"Oh. Ah, thank you, and happy new year to you, too. Can I go to sleep now?"
He smiled.
"Yes." "Right. Good night, Miss Olcott."
He grinned and shook his head. He probably thought I had lost my mind or drank more than the two sips of champagne I actually had. Oh well, let him. He had certainly had his incoherent moments in the past. As I thought about it, he was irrational nearly all the time I had known him. It was as if we spoke two different languages sometimes. I think most guys do, or pretend to, mistake what we say in order to get out of sticky situations. Yeah, it was a guy thing. I had little trouble communicating with the female half of the population. Then again, it was mostly with Zelos with whom I was most aware of the problem. But not Brad. Brad. That was the first I had thought of him all day since about 3:30. Imagine that. It took the biggest annoyance of my life to wipe out my biggest disappointment. Anyway, that was the way my head was buzzing as I tiptoed back down the hall. I stopped outside the door to my room. The door to my room was closed and locked, and the key was inside. I had locked myself out of my room. That shouldn't have been possible. I'd had the key in my hand when I left, hadn't I? I could not believe it. I pulled a Zelos. What was it Zelbob used to say? Oh, joy. I marched back to Zelly's room and knocked at his door again. Zelly. Zelos couldn't believe it either.
Having problems getting to sleep? I am.
No, well, yes. I mean, I know this sounds pretty silly, but I locked myself out of my room. For the second time in that many minutes, he stood in his doorway, one eyebrow raised, holding his robe closed with one hand.
That would be just too stupid. Good night, Philia.
I caught the door before it was closed. I know, but it is true. Now, just let me in. I don't want to stand here in the hall. It's cold. Zelos stood away from the door and closed it after me.
Whatever you say, Philly dear.
He sighed. Don't patronize me, Zelly Bean. If you don't believe me, just go over and check. Or you could be a gentleman and offer to go to the desk and get a pass key.
I never claimed to be a gentleman.
He smiled.
If you want, you can stay with me.
He swept the room with an arm.
However, there is only one bed, and in the style of old-world accommodations, the bed isn't large.
Not to mention, the floor was polished, hard hardwood. The chairs were small and stiff, and there was no couch. Okay. I'm too tired to fight about it. I sighed.
Okay.
He sounded skeptical. I just dropped my robe and climbed in. I wasn't a kid anymore, and we had shared space before, albeit of a less intimate kind and while traveling with the other Slayers. Sure, I had had a sip or two of champagne, but I was fully cognizant of what I was doing. I was going to sleep. That was it.
Okay.
He must have given up trying to figure me out. He was wandering around the room a moment. "What are you doing now?" I asked.
"Looking for my pajamas. The bottoms, at least."
He slipped them on and then draped his robe across a chair back.
"I must try to live up to that gentleman designation. I thought you might appreciate that."
He was being clever and funny, or trying to. I said nothing, but watched him get in beside me.
"I sleep better on that side, if it's all the same to you," he said.
At my sudden intake of breath, he said,
"Oh, you noticed I had some plastic surgery."
His chest looked great. Some of the deeper indentations were still visible, but in the near dark, that was all.
"When my, wife, ex, encouraged me. They had to put me under each time I went in for treatments, but I guess it was worth it, eh?"
He looked so unsure of himself, as if my approval counted. "Let me see your back," I said. "They did a good job on you, Zelos. Your life would have been easier had you done this years ago." I was still running my fingers over his warm skin. I noticed him sigh and rotate his head. "Want a massage? Just a short one to help you relax?"
"Well..."
He hesitated, starting to object, maybe. But I sat up on my knees and continued on his shoulders and neck.
"Okay."
I was a priestess of the highest standing in the Seafeed clan, and healing massages were a specialty of mine. He was putty in my hands. That is, if I had wanted putty. "How's that?" "Yeah, the muscles were so tight, tense. You should be able to sleep better now." I slapped his nice shoulder. He had turned to look at me, his eyes smoldering in the dim light, reflecting off the snow outside.
"Philia."
His hands gripped my arms. He burned a kiss onto my lips I would never forget. I would be branded for life now, I feared. I fell backwards onto a high pile of down pillows with him in my arms. Sounds romantic. I was thinking it was about time for him to make some stupid move, and I was rewarded for that perceptiveness with an invasive hand. His torso stiffened slightly. I opened my eyes and he smiled. "Hey!" I shouted and batted away his hand. "Just because I gave you a massage is no reason to get all... What's that?"
"Aha!"
He chuckled and pulled his hand out of my left breast pajama pocket. He held up a glittering object. My room key.
"What?"
He grinned like a maniac and wiggled it under my nose. "Oh no." If he thought that I had faked the whole thing just to sleep with him, well, wipe that silly grin off your face, Zellipod. I don't know how that got there, but I did not know it was there.
"Yes, you did,"
he taunted me. "Zelos, no."
"Philly, yes."
I beat him about the head for a while until he dissolved into a giggling puddle of mush on the bed. I took my key and what was left of my dignity and left. I had to laugh when I was safely back in my own room, my own bed. First, I hadn't actually locked myself out of my room. I had just forgotten that I'd slipped the key into that stupid pocket. Second, it was pretty funny. Third, Zelos was an awfully good sport all around. And fourth, I forgot what that was. I closed my eyes and smiled as sleep took over. But what if it was all due to some subconscious desire to be with him? I was not sleeping with that thought as the last thing on my mind. I recall bolting out of bed to find my book of Seafeed healing arts and reading until my mind wipe was complete. We ended up staying 4 days before going back to Seyrun and had an absolute blast. What was most memorable? Let's see. Oh yeah, it was just the next morning, late over tea and the most wonderful pastries. We were relaxed and comfortable in our window seat.
"What would you like to do? Just name it. Shop, see the sights?" he asked me.
"Ski."
"Ski?"
His eyebrows shot up. Even under his bangs, I could tell. "Yeah, look at this brochure."
"Where did you get that?"
"You saying I stole it?" I got defensive.
"No, where did you find it?"
"There are dozens of them by the desk at our inn. Now look, it shows where the lifts are and stuff. Here, you can read German. What does it say? Is it far?" I could see the gears turning in his head. He could have lied and avoided going, but he didn't. In spite of his lack of interest, he told me,
"No, it's very close. We are in the center of the ski resorts. But, Philia, we haven't the clothes or the equipment."
I tapped the table. "Is that an insurmountable problem?"
"No,"
he admitted meekly.
"We can go shopping first for the clothes and rent the rest."
"Great! It's a plan, then." Okay, so he had never skied in his life. He was a fast learner and mastered the baby slopes in no time, while I tackled the intermediate. It was breathtaking. And so was he. But I didn't notice at the time, or admit that I noticed. We were on our flight back to Sevrun when Zelos told me,
"I have enjoyed these last couple of days like few others. I'd like to see you again, Philia."
"And you will! Tomorrow we have a mandatory band meeting before the gig." He smiled and looked past me at the window of our plane.
"That's not what I meant."
He turned his gaze to me.
"It doesn't matter, though. I will be out of town much of the next few months on business."
"Monitoring ex-syndicate establishments?" I asked.
"Partly, along those lines. Some of the old-timers and not a few of the younger fast climbers have been reluctant to come on board."
His face was expressionless. I knew he was holding back information from me. Just as well, I did not want to know what he had to do. I mean, I was curious, but I didn't want to drag it out of him.
"What I wanted to say," he started up again, "was that aside from our gigs, you won't see me for some time."
"Not that that's new," I pointed out.
"No, but I didn't want you to think that after this trip that I was shelving you, that I had just used you to get over my divorce and then skipped off."
I understood him now. "That's pretty considerate of you, Zelly. I appreciate you telling me, but I might not have thought of it that way. I have had my own problems to get past." Realizing how selfish I had just sounded, as if my loss of a recent boyfriend could compare to his divorce on any pain scale, I added, "But I must say, you made me forget it all. I only thought about Brad once, and that was fleeting."
"Really?"
His smile became sincere.
"Me too. Of course, Brad wasn't all that important to me, though,"
he said with a giggle. "Zelly Bean, be serious," I grumbled. But I couldn't help smiling. He was having a disquieting impact on my way of thinking.
"Okay."
He clasped my hand in his.
"Seriously, I promise to call you when I have a free day, and I will try and find something new to do, to captivate your heart."
My turn to laugh, and he joined in. We were interrupted by an attendant bringing us drinks and finger sandwich snacks. "I could get used to this," I mused.
"Luxury?"
"I'm traveling to new places. If it wasn't for the band, I never would have ventured out of Sevrun. And if it was left to my parents, I'd be glued to the settlement."
"I like traveling."
He brushed a few crumbs off his shirt and started to raise his glass to his lips, then paused.
"So, I was wondering, would you like to do something like this again?"
I looked over at his hands. One set down his drink, but I was certain it had been trembling. I answered, Sure, it's not like we're a couple dating or anything.
No.
I really only date eligible candidates these days, I added.
Candidates?
Guys I might consider marriageable.
Oh, sounds to me like you have given marriage a great deal of thought.
I have. When I get married, it will be forever. Sorry.
That's okay. I wanted that myself. Guess I could use some better standards to judge. Maybe you can give me some pointers.
I wasn't certain he wasn't pulling my leg, so I just stared at him a little longer, waiting for him to break up into giggles. He didn't.
Okay, so what are your criteria?
He asked.
I appeal to your superior powers of scrutiny.
I think you're leading me along here, but... Well, first, he must be clan.
Really?
Absolutely.
Ah.
What does that mean? Do you know someone?
Not really, but that thins out the possibilities. You wouldn't consider just going out with others?
Once in a while. But if I suspect they are getting too attached to me, then I tell them the truth.
You don't sleep around, then?
Absolutely not, Zelos. I treated him to a little swat on the back for that. I'm a priestess of the clan.
And I'm a priest in the right shrine.
Then, gamely, he added,
I see you and raise you by a position in the syndicate. What's that got to do with fooling around?
Oh, gods. The point I'm trying to make, I am what used to be called a shrine maiden until I am married, graced in purity. Realization dawned on him.
You're a virgin?
Shh, you idiot, you don't have to announce it.
I didn't know. I bet you were the only cheerleader not betting the football team on a regular basis. Wow, Philly, that's impressive. And you are how old?
I punched him for that one. It doesn't matter. The point is, I don't fool around, period. And I don't waste my time with non-prospects. That brought a smile to his face.
Then what does that make me?
What? You're a friend. One of the band. You're my Zelly Bean, and you know that.
I'm a special case, then?
Yeah, you can think of yourself that way, I guess. I opened a book and started to read, but I could feel his eyes on me still. Zelos, find something to do.
Okay, it's just, I can't get over it. Untouched and so beautiful.
Get over it. What are you getting on about now?
Nothing, Philia. Is that a good book?
Yes. Didn't you bring one?
No.
I handed mine over to him. Here, take it. I brought another just in case. He smiled and took the book out of my hand.
Thinking of me. I'm obliged.
You're something, all right. You're welcome. We continued to talk about other things after that. I never did get back to our reading. Funny that. He used to be really annoying, but I think he matured a little. I never once considered killing him in the whole 5 days.